All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and we are back with more How to Live a Healthy Hentai Lifestyle. And why? Because the sequel got announced. I don't know when it's coming out, but maybe here soon. And it could even be like next year sometime. But we're going to go ahead and play through the rest of this one since there's a million more scenes. So let's go ahead and just get started. For those of you who last remember where we left off, we did the secret character. So we're not doing her this time. We're going to go back to the fitness. We're going back to the fitness girls. So let's go ahead and, well, yeah, get started. Oh, but she's busy working right now and I feel bad getting in her way. I was interested in her, true, but I decided to leave her alone for the time being. Besides, I could just talk to her the next time I came here. Are perverts able to stop themselves getting pregnant using mind control? No, that's dumb. That sounds way too much like supernatural garbage. I muttered to myself as I read through an academic journal. Actually, I had planned to tidy my room, but at some point I ended up reading this journal instead. I swear these journals are getting more and more pseudosciency. I still remember that article from the last issue which posed the theory that the Earth is just a scientific experiment set up to see what happens when humans breed with perverts who are apparently aliens. Man, if it gets to that level. These articles are seriously damaging the reputation of perversion as a field of study. Actually, the truth was that I was supposed to be writing my report, but I procrastinated on that by deciding to tidy my room, which I was procrastinating on by reading this journal. And just like that, I was about to waste another whole day. Hey, Hajime-kun, you free? Knock, knock. Chihiro-san knocked after opening the door. You might as well not have bothered knocking, but yeah, let's just say I'm free. Wanna come cycling with me then? It's such a nice day, and it's such a waste to spend the whole day locked up in your room. I could see the sparkling blue skies outside my window, just as Chihiro-san had promised. Weather like this made me want to go out and exercise in the sun. I wasn't getting my report done anyway, so this might make for a good change of pace. That sounds great, but I don't have a bike. Oh, you don't need to worry about that. Are you ready right now? Yep, I'm ready. Then let's go! Taking a road bike from the stand just outside the house, Chihiro-san wheeled it outside. Only one bike? Chihiro-san's bike stand was able to hold up to two bikes vertically. Right. The first bike was this crossover bike that she used for traveling to work. The other was a road bike with drop handlebars. Yeah, I usually just use that one for competitions. When Chihiro-san said competitions, she meant triathlons. She showed me some old videos of her competing in them before. She had a career in aerobics, and her hobby was competing in triathlons. She really was a bottomless pit of physical strength. You'll need one of these too. Chihiro-san handed me a bicycle helmet. So I'm riding the bike? What about you? I'm riding too. Wait, have you ever ridden one of these before? Chihiro-san pointed at the saddle. Yeah, it didn't go too well. I'd forgotten about this bicycle. It's perfectly fitting for Chihiro-san's perverted needs. There was a vibrator fixed straight up on the saddle. It worked by the electricity generated from the rider's pedaling. It wasn't particularly comfortable for me. Thought not. Okay, I'll pedal and you ride. The extra weight will make for a good workout. Oh, that's what you were after. Things are starting to make a bit more sense now. Basically, as well as managing to get me outside, she was also using me to help in her exercise. Exactly. You were free anyway, so you might as well come with me. I would have come anyway, even if you told me your plan from the start. Heh, thanks. Chihiro-san scratched her cheek in embarrassment before hoisting one leg over the bike. She positioned her pussy and lowered it smoothly onto the vibrator before setting one foot on the pedal. Come on, get on! You really think it's okay for both of us to ride one bike? Shh, now, this is just for today, okay? Just for a little bit. Don't be a spoil sport. Sure, I got you, but please drive safely. Yes, sir, just leave it to me. I held on to Chihiro-san's shoulders and put my feet on the bolt that was attached as an extension for the axle of the rear wheel. If this were an anime or manga, I would be the one pedaling. Holding on tightly? Then let's go. Chihiro-san pushed off the ground and down on the pedal at the same time, setting us off at a rapid pace. The crank spun rapidly, setting the bike smoothly on its way. Even though I was nice and steady, I was still in a standing position. The bike journeyed on with Chihiro-san pedaling and me standing on the back. The acceleration was surprisingly smooth. It must have been due to her changing gears. Please do ride safely, Chihiro-san. I know. Besides, I can't even go that fast with your weight on the back. The wind brushed past me as I stood on the bicycle behind Chihiro-san, who was pedaling hard. Make sure you hold on tight or you'll fall. Chihiro-san kept on pedaling, making it look easy despite my weight on the back. I know, just keep looking ahead. It made me uneasy every time she turned to look at me. Once we left the Maizano household, Chihiro-san pedaled us to the cycling path that went through the park. It was reserved for bicycles, so there was no danger of running into any cars or pedestrians. Leaving all the work and pedaling to Chihiro-san, I was free to enjoy the surrounding scenery. Although I did feel a little guilty putting her through so much work. Because I was standing on the back of the road bike, I had much more height than normal, and so the scenery around me looked totally different. The cycling path ran along the one perfectly flat portion of Vaginville. I could hear Chihiro-san's ragged breaths. It did seem like it would be tough to pedal with an average man like me on the back. You don't need to go overboard, Chihiro-san. I'm not going overboard. Quit worrying. Chihiro-san turned and smiled at me, her face dripping with sweat. Inflicting this hard a workout on her body and breaking out in a sweat, her face told me that she was enjoying it immensely, and it made me happy that I was able to share in her enjoyment. I drew my gaze down her body from where my hands were holding onto her shoulders, down her back, and over her hips and ass. Oh. Her twin holes were clearly visible through the opening in her spats. The lower hole was dripping with juices as the vibrator on the saddle worked on it. Meanwhile, the upper hole was loosening and contracting to the pace of Chihiro-san's pedaling. Her big ass was swaying from side to side. Her butt wobbled as Chihiro-san lifted and lowered her legs to pedal. The vibrator in her pussy also looked like it was twirling around and around inside her. Yeah, it's like it's inviting me in. Her wobbling butt and her contracting asshole would seem to be calling to me, and the feminine smell of the sweat that steamed on Chihiro-san's body underneath me. All those things combined were making me so very aroused. I could feel the blood rushing to my dick as it started to swell. It pushed uncomfortably against the front of my pants. I wonder if I can get it out properly. Removing one hand from Chihiro-san's shoulder, I deftly undid my fly, and then I released my dick from the confines of my pants and underwear. The air whooshing past us was cool against my hot, swollen cock. Are you hard? Chihiro-san asked in surprise as she felt the heat of my dick between her twisting butt cheeks. I can see your ass and pussy so clearly from behind you that I couldn't help but get hard. Gotcha. Go ahead and fuck me. But... A look of realization suddenly appeared on Chihiro-san's face. Sorry, but think you could wear a condom this time? Huh? A condom? I never expected you to say that. Hehehe, well, you know, here, take it. Chihiro-san passed a strip of 12 condoms to me behind her. Where on earth was she hiding these? Tearing one off and using only one hand, I did a pretty good job of rolling it onto my dick, if I do say so myself. I must have counted as some sort of heart being able to do that while riding on the back of a bicycle like this. I'll lube you up a little. I scooped up some of the juices running from her pussy, which was still stuffed with the vibrator, and plastered it onto her asshole with my finger. As I touched it, I could feel it tightening as Chihiro-san pedaled. This feels so good. My cock twitched in anticipation. Pre-cum began to leak into the tip of the condom as though my dick was starting to drool. I'm putting it in! Unable to hold out any longer, I hurriedly pushed my dick against her ass. The feeling of the head of my dick pushing against her asshole sent a zap of pleasure running through me. Oh, come on, fuck me. I pushed my wrapped up dick further against her small, tight hole. It was like my dick was trying to force its way into her ass, in, as her ass seemed to resist it in protest. Yeah, your entrance is squeezed up so tightly, mind loosening it up a little? Can't get it in? Okay, now. Chiro-san stopped pedaling for just a second and let out a breath. As she did so, her tight asshole opened up and relaxed. Now, bump. Just as I was about to enter her, the bike rode over a pothole. Squelch! As the bike bounced from the impact with the pothole, I pushed my dick inside her. Chiro-san let out a loud groan as her loosened hole was suddenly stuffed full of my cock. She said, I just came from my ass? Chiro-san's knees twitched as she came. You're losing speed, Chiro-san. After I entered her, Chiro-san stopped pedaling completely. The bike began to slow down and wobbled slightly. Her voice quivering, Chiro-san hurriedly returned to her pedaling. Squelch. Yeah, you're tightening up. She says, every time I pedal, I come. I'm coming while pedaling. Not only was her asshole tightening, but every time she moved her legs, her muscles supporting her butt clenched against my cock. The area around the entrance to her ass was amazingly tight, but the inside was soft and warm. That sensation, along with the spiraling contractions of her ass, caused an even more intense pleasure in my dick than I could have imagined. Oh, it's tightening, it's twisting, and it's pulling. Shudder, shudder, shudder. I already felt like I was about to come, even though I'd only just put it in. The way her ass moved every time she pedaled overwhelmed both my vision and my other physical senses. Her pedaling was making me feel amazing. Just standing there with my dick inside her felt fucking incredible. Her ass had transformed into an automatic penis pleasuring machine. I think I'm gonna come already. Her ass's contractions created a totally different kind of pleasure from her pussies. It already felt like it was about to explode into her ass. Me too. I'm still coming right now, so if you come inside me, I'm gonna explode. Sorry, but I can't hold it in. I tried to hold back, but I completely lost it when the urge to come suddenly hit me full force. Splurt, splurt. I let out my cum as her ass contracted and played with my dick. I came so hard that I wondered whether I hadn't shot right through the condom. Inside, though, it swelled with the cum that I released within it. You came inside my ass, I can feel the end of the condom bouncing around inside me full of cum. Spurt, squirt, splurt. Chiro-san's pedaling lost stability every time my cock twitched and released more of its load. Sometimes the bike would speed up, and sometimes it would slow down. Either way, it wasn't keeping a steady pace. Oh, every time your ass moves, your butt cheeks push up against my cock. Splurt. Squirt, splurt, splurt. My explosive ejaculation started to come to a stop. I could feel the condom swelling with my load, and my cock was still hard, even though I'd just come. Ugh, it still feels amazing. Getting fucked in the ass while riding a bike is amazing. Chiro-san began to pedal harder, my dick still lodged in her ass. Every time she pedaled, it tightened powerfully around my cock. Yeah, your ass is so tight. It was way tighter than her pussy, and so tight that it felt like it could pull my dick clean off. And that was just her asshole itself. It felt like I was pushing my dick through a tightly squeezing ring of flesh. I instinctively tried to pull my hips back from the intense squeezing of her flesh, but in return, it began to fuck me. Oh, fuck, that's tight. It felt like a really tight hand job using only one or two fingers. Squish! My hips were forced backwards again. All but the head of my dick was pushed out of her. I responded by pushing back from my it back within my entire length. You're hitting me so deep. My ass is getting fucked. I'm gonna move. I couldn't move very much on top of a moving bicycle, but I could at least pull off some small strokes. I used the power of my hips to thrust back and forth, fighting against the tightness of her asshole. Smack, 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 slap, 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 squelch, squelch, squelch. My ass is getting pounded. It's gonna make me come again. The movements of Chiro's feet on the pedals and the movements of my hips were perfectly synchronized. With each strike of my cock, not stroke, Chiro-san cried out as she came. Even though I'd already come, I could feel a second ejaculation getting ready to launch itself from my cock as it fucked her in the ass. Her ass was gripping and fucking me so much more tightly than I could have ever imagined. Its incredible tightness made my dick ready to shoot another load much more quickly than usual. I'm gonna come again! It was no longer under my control. I was about to release my load again. I thrust my hips, forcing Chiro-san's ass to service my cock. I'm coming again. I'm coming for my ass getting fucked. Ah, I'm coming! As Shiro-san came, her ass squeezed and squeezed as though it really were about to pull my dick off. Her ass pulled away and back onto my cock as though trying to finish me off with its tightness. Yeah, I'm coming! Splurt, squirt, splurt. I let out a second powerful ejaculation. The already swollen condom blew up even further. You came again. No, you came again. A second helping of cum. The condom's getting bigger. It's getting even bigger. Squirt, spurt. Her ass was a dick-fucking machine. Knowing just how to use it, I found the most pleasurable spot for me to fuck and release my load. It's swelling up again. Again, that condom is full of so much cum that it's pushing inside my ass. Squirt, squirt, spurt, spurt, splurt, 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 splurt. Thanks to that amazing magic spot I found inside a ring of flesh, I was able to release a ton of cum, even though it was my second load. Sorry, I came again. Come as much as you want. She was coming again and again from her ass. Even as she came, she continued to pedal, the sweat pouring down her like a waterfall. After all, I'm coming so much every time I pedal. Ah! And again, trying to shake free from the spasms of her orgasm, Chiro-san lowered the gear and pedaled at high speed. Her ass started to squeeze my cock again violently, even sooner than last time. Ah, I can see the end of the cycling path. Looking at it, I could see what looked like a buffer designed to prevent vehicles from driving onto the path. That must have been the end of the road. Great job, Chiro-san. You made... Okay, it's the last stretch. Oh, I'd forgotten who it was I was dealing with here. Smack, 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 smack. She continued to pedal hard and fast. The bike began to speed up, its tires scraping loudly against the ground. Having let my guard down, my unsuspecting cock was suddenly attacked by a wave of tight, twisting pleasure. I'm coming with every pedal. It's a high cadence orgasm. My cock was being squeezed and twisted around at an intensely high speed. My third orgasm was fast approaching as I continued to ride out the waves of my second. Three times in a row? Her dick-fucking machine squeezed my cock tightly, dragging it mercilessly to its third ejaculation. Splurt! The condom is blowing up inside my ass. The condom balloon is bouncing around inside my asshole. With every petal, Chiro-san came, and more juices overflowed from her pussy. Squelch, squelch, splurt, squirt, squelch. The condom was swollen up so much that I could feel it as I continued to release my load. It was like it was stretching Chiro-san's ass open. All the while, we were fast approaching the end of the cycling path. Not dropping its speed, the bike reached the end of the path. Chiro-san Maizano reaches the finish line. She makes first place. I'm coming. Chiro-san came again remarkably hard as she passed the buffer and announced her victory. Spurt, spurt, splurt, splurt, splurt. As we passed the finish line, my cock seemed to reach its own finish line as the intensity of my ejaculation started to decrease. I couldn't even begin to imagine how swollen that condom in Chiro-san's ass must have been by now. I cycled so hard and I came so much. Like, that was a battle cry, folks. Chiro-san was soaked in sweat and completely out of breath. Though her asshole was still twitching, it had lost most of its tightness. Let's take a break, Chiro-san. My hips are really shaky and I think you need to rest. Yeah, you're right. I'm pretty tired. Let's take a rest and I'll have an energy drink. Sure she will. Chiro-san stopped the bike in a large public square just by the exit of the cycling path. As we stopped, I put my feet on the ground, pulling my dick out from Chiro-san's ass. Slip? The used condom, which now looked like a large water balloon, popped out from her asshole. Said my asshole stretched so wide, and that condom is so full. I came 3 times, but I still can't believe how much cum I released. Give me that, please. Sure. I pulled the condom off my softening dick, which was drooping towards the ground. The liquid inside it splashed around as I handed the cum balloon to Chiro-san. Thanks. What a great workout. Chiro-san shook her head quickly, sending drops of sweat flying. They sparkled in the sunlight. And then she took the condom into her mouth. She began to slurp down from... She began to slurp down the cum from the condom noisily. Hey, when you said energy drink... Yep, I meant this. There's nothing like a thick mug of cum after a workout. Chiro-san continued to suck ecstatically from the condom. I see, so I double as a drink bottle, huh? This way I can drink fresh cum whenever I want. I'm a genius, right? The creative power of perverts was astonishing. The way their minds seemed to work so perfectly for this kind of thing made the idea of somebody like me coming up with such a concept even more ridiculous, or ever more ridiculous. On our way back down, the cycling path was even quicker than our way up. We went so fast that I got pretty nervous standing up on the back. The reason we'd been so fast, of course, is because Chiro-san was full of energy. Probably because she'd been replenished by my cum. Here we are! The bike skidded to a stop. Having sweated and came so much before replacing her lost liquids with my cum, Chiro-san was a picture of high energy. That was some great exercise, and it was a great workout too, thanks. Good work. All I did is stand there and fuck you, though. I was only there as an extra weight, a toy to fuck her ass, and a drink bottle for storing cum. I did get to see some awesome scenery, though. You did all the important work. You stood there, fucked me, and came, so thanks. Well, I'm glad to hear it. I felt slightly bashful as Chiro-san grinned at me. I didn't care if she only used me for my cock and semen. I was happy. Perverts would take any dick they could. Blech! Perverts would take any dick they could, but even then, she was thanking me for mine specifically. There was no greater honor. Let's go cycling again sometime. Sure, I'll be counting on you for your energy drink. Okay, we are done with that one. That was pretty hot. I've never seen two people fuck on a bicycle before, like, that way. That was really different. Like, I've heard people, you know, fucking in vehicles, and we've even done articles where we talked about that recently, but I've never seen two people fuck on a bicycle like that. I guess it would work, you know, because one thing I did do is cycle a lot as a young man. Constantly was on my bike, because that was my only transportation, really. So, I guess moving the hips would kind of be like it would provide stimulation. Just never thought of it like that. Man, the Japanese, so perverted, but in a great way. Like, I never thought about that before, but they did here at Clock Up. No. I'm kind of glad. So, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and we'll see you next time on Grim's Hentai Corner with more How to Live a Healthy Hentai Lifestyle.